And now this is our dictation. For Tina, Youngblood, Youngblood, November 9, 57, addresses a letter to Megan Boyk, B-O-Y-K, 802-5955. Dear Megan, follow-up for Mrs. Youngblood. Chronic kidney disease, last visit in June, has calcium oxalate stones, has been followed with urology, Midland, Dr. Witzke. Calcium was added orally to minimize the oxalate absorption. We discussed about fluid intake on the recent collection of urine is around 1.3. Our goal is 2.5 liters. We discuss about minimizing oxalate-rich food, minimizing salt and animal protein. There has been progressive rising of creatinine over the last 2 years. Recently, no evidence of obstruction. She has prior bariatric surgery, ruling white, that explained the iron deficiency. She denies external bleeding. Review system done. For psoriasis arthritis, remains on biological treatment. Presently takes no blood pressure medicine. She's on Trulicity, insulin lentas. Next paragraph, blood pressure was high by nurse, 160/80, needs to be checked at home. Alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities. No localized flank or back tenderness, no gross edema and non-focal. Urine sample, 24 hours is pending. Recent creatinine October 1.6, continue to progress. Present GFR 34 stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid base. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.3, PTH mild elevated. She does have very low ferritin, less than 30 and less than 20% saturation. Normal vitamins. Next paragraph. The last kidney ultrasound is from June, normal size kidneys, a 7 millimeter non-obstructed right-sided stone. prior urine, no blood, and no untrace amount of protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease. Presently not symptomatic, no obstruction or urinary retention. Does have calcium oxalate stones, but that's not causing depressing abnormalities. There is no evidence of nephrocalcinosis. No symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. High blood pressure in the office that needs to be checked at home as she is presently on no treatment. Continue diabetes management. There is no proteinuria. She does have secondary hyperparathyroidism. Otherwise, electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium phosphorus is normal. There is anemia, but no EPO treatment. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.